Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara discusses on Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph and also on Amar Beis the Makar for the Bracha of Reach, and also when do you make the Bracha. So on Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Abzeira, Amar Rava Bar Yirmiya, Me'emar Sayim Revorchen Ala Reach, Mishatala Timrasai. From when do you make the Bracha on the Reach? Mishatala Timrasai, when the smoke starts rising. Amar Le Abzeira Le Rava Bar Yirmiya V'Haloi Ka'arach. He has not yet smelled this that he needs to make a bracha on. Amalei l'taimeich hamaytzi lechem min haaretz t'mevarech v'halei achal. Person makes a bracha hamaytzi lechem min haaretz. He didn't eat yet. Ella daitei l'meichal must be because he's about to eat. Hachanami daitei l'arucha. Here too, the reason why he makes the bracha even before he smells is because he's about to smell. So the question is, what was the havimina? What was Ubzera's havimina that he's asking that the person should not make the bracha because he did not yet smell? A similar question could be raised in Amar Beis. The Gemara says, Amar of Zutra Batuvya, Amar Rav, is around 10 lines from the top. Minayin Shema Varchan Ala Reach. What's the Makar that you make a bracha on Reach? Shenemar, Kala Neshama Tehalil Ka, Ezeo Dova, Shenashama Nehenis Mimenu, Vein Aguf Nenem Mimenu, Havi Oimer Zeha Reach. What is something that the Neshama has enough from, but not the Guf? That's Reach. The question is, we learned at the beginning of this parak that anything that a person has enough from without making a bracha, it's as if he was Moal. So why is the Gemara looking for another Makar for a bracha on Reach? So the truth is, one question is answered with the other question. From the fact that I need a special pasuk to tell me that Reach needs to have a bracha before you are Meriach, that tells us that it's different than regular Birchas Hanenin. Why is that? So I saw Abel Yashav says, this that we say, that someone who's Nene without a bracha is Ki'ilu Mo'al, Mi'ilu means that he takes away from something else. He minimizes, he makes less the rechush of Hektish, or in this case, the rechush of the Rachmana, the rechush of Hashem. Then we say, I a kilu mo'al. Masha'en kain by Reach, when a person is smelling something, he's not taking anything away. He's not making the thing that he's taking from less. And that's goofy why I need a special pasuk to tell me. Because the Svar is just going to tell me that only when I take something away from Hashem, in other words, Hashem grew vegetables, he grew chitim, with that we made bread, or whatever else we want to eat. And if we eat that without a bracha, I mean mechasa the rishus of the rachmano. Masha'en kain, by reyach, when I'm smelling, I'm not taking anything away. So the same way we could understand why I need a special pasuk to tell me that I have to make a bracha on a reyach, that's goof of what Reb Zeira was asking. Since reyach is different than regular birchas hanenin, perhaps he shouldn't make the bracha until after he has the hanah. And on that, Rava Bar Yirmiyah told him that no, once I learn that from the Pasuk on Amud Beis of Kol HaNeshamot Halal Ka, then it has the regular din of Birchas HaNenin, and therefore, you should make the bracha even before you have the Hanah. Me'emes, the Lashon of the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, he says, K'shem she'asur la'adam le'honis b'maychal b'mishta k'odem bracha, kach asur le'honis b'reach toiv k'odem bracha. He says, just like it's also for a person to have Hanah from food or drink before a bracha, the same way, it's also to have anah from reach, a reach toiv, before a bracha. You see that after I learn out from a pasuk of Kol HaNeshama that reach toiv needs a bracha, it becomes exactly the same as Michael and Mishta. The etzem question, why do I have to have a pasuk and can't learn out from Svara? So besides the answer we just gave, there's another answer. And that is that not all hanois are shavit. The Magen Avraham, in Simon Reish Tezvav, Sivkatan Aleph, says that you don't make a bracha on rechitza, on washing, sicha, smearing. Why? They don't go into the guf. And he says, you also don't make a bracha on the hana of a kol orev, a sweet voice, or the hana asar, light. That's not hana chashuva. So not all hanois are equal. Without a pasuk, you might say that reach shouldn't have a bracha either. I just want to end off with a beautiful meshach chachma. In Parshas Vayetze, he quotes a medrash that there are three senses that you don't ever make a bracha on. One is koil, one is ri'iya, and one is mishosh. That's sound, seeing, and touching. But he says that there's one sense that you do make a bracha on, and that is smell. And he wants to say, if you look in the psukim, when Leah, after she had Yehuda, hapam oides Hashem, that's when she thanked Hashem. So he explains, Reuven, what was the name Reuven? Kira Hashem Ba'ani, Re'iyah. Shimon, what was Shimon? Kishama Hashem, Kisnu Anochi, Shmiya. What was Levi? Hapam Yilove Ishi. And the Targum says, what's Yilove? Yischabar, connection, touch. He says those three, she didn't make a bracha. But he says after she gave birth to Yehuda, she said, Hapam Oides Hashem. And he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya that the Navi refers to Yehuda, Vehirichu Biyiras Hashem. The Navi uses the Lashon of Reach by Yehuda. Like we see in El Gemara, that we learn out from the pasuk of Kol HaNeshama Tahalalka, Zehareach, that by Reach, you have to make a bracha. Have a wonderful day.